Hello.
Yes, hello, Sandy. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I am doing great. How about you, ma'am?
I'm okay. I just don't think I'm understanding this whole process.
Yeah, actually, that's why I'm calling you, because I think there's some things that need to be cleared. Okay, so I've sent you the details about the publications, right? So
yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, talk to the PR, and you have three options. Either you can go ahead with 4 to 6, that is like 5 to 6 articles on mid-tier, right? The second option is you can go for 3 or 4 articles on top-tier sources, or you can go with 1 or 2 major platforms. You have to choose one option. Because
that part is not confusing to me.
Okay.
What I didn't, all it was like, okay, $400, and then all of a sudden you start listing all the prices for the.
Yeah, they're different because publications that we are getting you are different from one another. There are three types of publication: mid-tier, top-tier, and major platforms. So if you go
My only issue was that, like, what was the 400 for? And then it was like more and more money as far as the articles were concerned. I mean, so what's the minimum I can do?
Like minimum, ma'am, you need to create like 5 on top tier sources. So that comes to
top tier?
Yeah, 5 mid tier.
You just said top. Okay, mid tier.
Yeah, top you can create 3.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah. You have,
that's a little shocking.
You can choose, with any one of the options. And I would say, if you are willing to create, I would say go with the, because your profile I've looked into, and of course, this is, you can say, music-based, right? Sources are great for you. So I would suggest that to go with top tier, because these are like celeb mix, Just Fame and Spin, these are all, you know, good resources for musicians.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. Let me keep researching it. Let me talk to my PR person that I work with, and let me see what they think. And then I'll email you back and let you know.
Yeah, you can let me know, and if you have any queries, you can ask me. I will be more than happy to assist.
But what are the articles out of these tiers? What is the difference between their articles and the articles I already have out on me? I don't get it.
Yeah, you already have resources.
They talk about my history. They talk about my,
Yeah, we'll evaluate it in them, ma'am, and we send out a copy to one of the Wikipedia community, the moderators that we work with. They said the resources that you have are mostly, you know, press releases, and the coverage on them are not that great. But you are eligible to get the page. It's just that if you create some new publications, this notability requirement will be covered, and you can have your page live.
Okay. Well, I've got something coming out on Grammy, the Grammy publication. I don't know. I just still don't understand the difference of what you're talking about, because I'm being reviewed. I'm not drafting the articles.
Independent coverages, of course, these are crucial. But, of course, having some recent ones on good resources will get you the notability check. So that's why we are recommending you this. And after this, there's no further requirements. So if you can create these publications, that would be great for your profile, not just for Wikipedia, for your online presence as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling me, Michael. I'll let you know. I'm going to do a little more research.
All right. And you can just message me, and I can assist you.
Yeah.
There.
I'll be in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.